fierce, and fearless. Here's Steve Gruber.
Who cares that it makes plans grow?
All right, heading for the finish line on a Friday, finishing strong. Got some great personal stories for you. But first, let's go to that Common Sense Hotline. Jennifer standing by. Jennifer, what is on your mind?
Good morning. The next time you have Dan Kildee on your program, I would love to ask him why it was proper and right for Nancy Pelosi to commandeer a military aircraft for a trip. I was so proud of Donald Trump, I cannot begin to tell you how happy I was when they told her to take commercial. The other thing I would like to comment on, and you got to remember I'm old, God never intended the sexes to be equal. He made men special. You have special attributes. The same way he made women special. We're not supposed to be equal.
Not the same.
I don't know what's so hard about that.
Equal.
I really don't.
Equal,
but people just don't get it.
Absolutely, Jennifer. I think equal but not the same. I think equal but not the same. Special in our own right. I think that's very well put, Jennifer. Thank you for contributing today. Also contributing today, the lovely Ivy has made her way to the microphone. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Good. And you, I was talking about this. I showed you that letter yesterday. We both just laughed because it's just like it's written in such a sarcastic, downbeat fashion. It was the great epic beatdown. Now, those are my planes, and they'll be staying here. I just thought it was great.
I thought it was hilarious, too, and it just shows the hypocrisy of again, you know, on the left, Nancy Pelosi. If it's beneficial to her and what she wants to do, then it's all good.
Right.
But, yeah, it was kind of hilarious, and I think we had done a little video with you yesterday, and it just... Everyone seemed to be thrilled about it because it just kind of, you know, highlighted that that's right. The president has the right to do this.
That's right. He can do this.
Sit down, Nancy.
Nancy, sit down. But apparently they were just incensed. They're sitting on the tarmac ready to go. And all of a sudden there's delay and there's confusion. And they say, no, got to get back on the bus. And you know how that is on a commercial flight, right?
I didn't realize that they were on the plane.
Yeah,
but I did see a video on social media that where everyone was getting off the bus. And one of those people were Adam Schiff, and he...
Oh, yeah, poor Adam.
Yeah, and so they were getting off the Air Force, like, bus.
But it goes to show you, I mean, they had no interest in talking about ending the government shutdown. You couldn't do it if the Speaker of the House was gone for a week.
Nope.
You could, so they didn't care. Oh, but, we care so much about these 800,000 people, we're going to leave for a week. Really?
Yeah,
really,
they
anyhow.
They have no interest in negotiating, and... As we have said many times, I think it's just they're resisting, and that's what they do, and that's what they're only going to do is
Absolutely.
Resist the mm-hmm. president.
Quite a week we had, to say the least. You know, I meant to talk about this a couple of different times, about these full-auto Nerf guns that you get that are available now that, you know, can shoot rapid fire. And that's the only thing our boy wanted for Christmas was a auto-load Nerf gun, which is mm-hmm. brilliant until you're under fire and you can't return fire. And we had some terrific Nerf gun fights over Christmas. But then decided to go skiing. Was it Wednesday?
Yeah, I decided to go skiing on the
slide.
On the slide, and, yeah. Well, that didn't end up so
well. Well, no, he went skiing on the slide at recess at school. He's first grader, of course. And he hit a patch of ice, and then gravity takes over, and then... And as he told me, my feet were over my head. Well, nothing good ever comes from that. And so, honestly, it's probably overdue. Broke his arm is what I'm getting at. His distal mm-hmm. radius on the left side is broken. And he's in a cast now that's good for two or three more days. Then he goes into a hard cast. I understand. You know, but as parents, we had a pretty exciting week because I'm standing. You were at another appointment.
I've got an
orthodontist appointment. And then I've got him. You know, I've got the principal, and I give great credit to the principal. He calls, goes, you know, I got to be honest with you. I think it's actually pretty serious. I think he really hurt him. And he knew the boy well enough to say, and he was right. So shout out for RJ, the principal there, but what a week for us, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think that he was so proud of breaking his arm. It was kind of hilarious.
He was after the tears were gone.
When you called me, he was like, I broke my arm. I have a broken bone.
Yeah.
He was so proud. It was hilarious. But, you know, we were making a Christmas list before Christmas, a couple months before, just after Thanksgiving. And I'm like, okay, and what do you want for Christmas? And of course, right around that time, you know, there's a ton of advertisements on the Cartoon Networks, and there's this auto load, you know, speed load Nerf gun, and that is all he talked about the entire time. He's like, I just want this. So, and we had really no idea what to expect, but my goodness, is that thing actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it'll unload 30 rounds in about, I don't know, 15-18 seconds. You got to reload. It holds 30, but it's awesome. And we have Nerf gun fights all the time. I would suggest, though, you got to get a little distance between you because they're pretty powerful, you know, and you know, get shot in the eye, it hurts.
And
you know,
we might need to invest in some safety glasses or something. But it was kind of hilarious. I mean, a couple of years before that, we and Boyne City, our home there, as you know, has like a pretty much a 30-foot drop off. And he decided one year he was going to be doing Olympics and took a tumble down the hill and a tree actually stopped him across the face.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, one of those cries that you're like, okay, something is actually wrong. As he came in, I'm like, okay, here's a popsicle because he had busted his lip and he's eating that at the table. And when he gets down from the table, he falls and
smacks his face
the same
again.
Same place. Yeah. So he's kind of an accident prone child. I don't know where he gets that from.
Excuse me. Maybe he doesn't fall too far from the tree. But no, the reason I bring up the Nerf guns was, he can't shoot it now. He's a one-armed bandit now.
Yeah, he can't lift it up because it's too big. Yep.
Too big, which is really too bad. This means I won't be subject to any sneak attacks and, you know, assaults like when I'm trying to sleep on a Saturday morning. Hey, Dad. It really unloads on you pretty good. So
I'm actually amazed it's been this long since, I mean, he's six and he broke his arm, but I'm amazed it's been this long. So, but it is quite fun to play with him. And actually he's kind of, you know, just going all out on the, I don't need to brush my teeth. I have a broken arm.
Oh, he's like, milking.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, he's milking. Oh, I need some help with this and that. And yeah, okay. Anyhow.
That's cute.
Good week overall though, Ivy. Good week overall. And great having you here. We got some big announcements for you next week. We'll be at Las Vegas. Ivy and I will be broadcasting live from the SHOT Show, the biggest gun show in the world. So a lot of news coming out next week. I think we'll be able to share some big things with the folks. Yeah. Ivy, thank you as always. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Love you too. And make sure to catch us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We'll be doing all sorts of stuff.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.